Another side of the sushi that we pick up at the takeout counter is the subject of a quiet and fascinating new documentary. It's called Jiro Dreams of Sushi. Jiro Ono is 85, and he's considered the finest sushi maker in the world. His life has been about finding this perfection in sushi above everything else. His Tokyo sushi bar is in what looks like a subway tunnel of an office building. There are only 10 seats, and you wait months to get one of them. Filmmaker David Gelb follows Jiro as he works with his son and talks about his life. David joins us here. David, welcome.
Thank you.
So, David, tell us about Jiro-san. Who is he?
Well, Jiro is he's a sushi chef who works in the basement of an office building in Tokyo, and he's known by chefs around the world as being the world's greatest sushi chef. He's 86 years old now, and he was a child during a Great Depression in Japan, and his parents could not afford to support him. And so they essentially told him, go get a job, and you're on your own from now on. So he became an apprentice at a restaurant and had to work incredibly hard just to survive, because there were many young people who also needed jobs, and if he were to screw up, they would have kicked him out. So ever since he was young, he's had to work incredibly hard, you know, just to survive. And he's only discovered his talents, you know, years into his apprenticeship, and grew to truly love what he does.
And from watching the film, there's no gimmick. I mean, we think of sushi in this country and we think of rolls and combinations, but he's doing fish and rice.
Yes. This is the great misunderstanding about sushi. And that is that, you know, nigiri is the traditional Tokyo style of sushi, which is where the fish is on top of the rice, and it's kind of the classic appearance of sushi. And these large rolls, like your California rolls and your Philadelphia rolls and things like this, these are all American creations. But sushi is a lot more than just fish and rice. And Jiro, through decades and decades of trial and error, has managed to create the perfect balance between the rice and the fish in the temperature of the rice, the type of the rice, the process of the cooking of the rice, which is cooked in a very high-pressure situation. And the preparation of the fish as well requires years and years of experience and trial and error to age it just the right amount, to marinate it for the perfect amount of time and in the perfect type of vinegar. If they're marinating in vinegar, they salt some of it. Some of it is simply aged in a refrigerator for the appropriate amount of time. And so all of these factors come together to produce what is really the perfect bite.
It was interesting to see in the film 10 years of apprenticeship, the people who work in his kitchen, before they could make an omelet. The amount of perfectionism that's at work in that kitchen. And Jiro-san does not seem to be someone who is extraordinarily open. What was the most difficult part of the process?
I would say that the most difficult part was the language barrier between myself and Jiro and Yoshikazu.
Yoshikazu is his son.
Yoshikazu's son is Jiro's son, yes. But getting them to accept me and to allow me to make the film was actually easier than I thought it would be, and this is all thanks to Yamamoto-san, who is the food critic who appears in the film as something of a narrator. He convinced Jiro-san that I would be the right guy to make this kind of movie, simply because I came in as a blank slate. And, you know, I had no agenda specifically other than to kind of tell the story of Jiro and Yoshikazu as from their perspective. And I've just, you know, learned that, you know, kind of patience is the key to earning the trust of your subject. And I managed to find a way to embed myself into their daily routine, but without influencing them or distracting them.
I found myself, as I was watching the film unfold, and seeing the level of dedication that Jiro-san had for his work. He lived and breathed sushi and demanded that of his son, and I felt rather sorry for his son. It didn't seem his son had any choice about what his life was going to be.
Well, Jiro-san once said that sometimes you don't choose your job, and your job chooses you. And Yoshikazu, you know, there were many things that he wanted to do. He wanted to be a race car driver, and he wanted to be a fighter jet pilot.
Yeah.
But I think that he is very proud to be where he is and to do what he's doing by the side of his father.
Well, David, thank you for talking with us, and great good fortune with the film.
Thank you so much.
David Gelb is director of the documentary Jiro Dreams of Sushi.